It's this huge responsibility when somebody walks up to you after this sermon and they are, their heart is right there, you know, in this moment, and you have the opportunity to share some words, a connection with them that they will hopefully carry through the week. And you may not see them the next week. And so I felt that. I felt the weight of that moment together, and that literally it was just a moment. And at the same time, everything that you had done in your service, in your life, in your work, prepared you for that moment. And all you had to do was surrender and trust in God, that God would provide the right words. And I'm just the vessel that happens to that. I remember when you stood up and whoever the presider was talking about, you know, the whole bread and cup thing. I would actually kind of be there, but I would actually do deep breathing as that was happening and as I was preparing, or if I was assisting and holding the cup, I would just do deep breathing to keep the channel open, just an incredible honor. I have not done that or haven't experienced it in years. And yet it doesn't matter because I'm not here in this room anymore. I'm there. And I can remember huddling with certain, even some instances and moments when we huddled, or when we had to, again, but going back to that time when Scott was laid out over a whole bunch of people, I can't remember who it was, but they came over to us. And so, and we were encircled together. So communion was for me that moment in time where you showed up as you were and you were fully loved, accepted, and healed.